You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined by Kate Lochte and Tab Brockman.
And Tab Brockman is the Murray-Callaway County Parks Superintendent, here with some burnt-out receptacles and bad cable and just some pitiful stuff from a 40-year-old park that needs some attention.
Well, Kate, your visuals really help, and I know it's tough to see that on the air with radio, but it certainly speaks to the need that we have at the Murray-Callaway County Parks, and we've got 164 acres of parks.
Established some 40-odd years ago?
The Central Park, which ironically many in Murray still call the New City Park, is 40 years old. Our Chestnut Park, which was the original what was referred to in Murray as the City Park, is about 70 years old. And then we have Bee Creek, which is really our soccer complex. That's a newer addition to the parks family. But all have issues, all have upkeeps, just like you and I would have at our houses at home.
Now, Tab, let's cut to the chase, because you've been talking with the city council and the community about the need for tax revenues to renovate the parks. And, you know, when you say the big T-A-X word, everybody freaks out, but there's a logic to your quest.
Well, we can call it a parks referendum, we can call it whatever we want to call it, but it is a tax, and it's a the KRS statutes 97.590 allow for communities to establish taxing districts, very similar to what we have in Murray-Callaway County with our parks, with our libraries, rather. We have a taxing district for the library. Well, this is a similar scenario here, and our park board voted to move forward, and we had a citizens group that put enough signatures together to get the situation and get the referendum started. So we will be seeing if voters will move forward with this. First step is to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot for November. And then ultimately, which I think in our democratic society, why would you not want to put it out there to the voters to be able to decide? Because it's still a thumbs up or thumbs down for our voters. But we need 3,039 signatures to make that happen, and we're well on the way to that. And then again, it's a thumbs up, thumbs down, and the tax is a nickel on $100 of value for property. So if you have a house that is $100,000, it would be a $50 tax on your bill.
Now, the reason for the income need for the park is pretty clear when you look at your list of deferred maintenance items. From a distance, the pool thing really worries me a lot.
It is probably at the top of the list. When you have a pool that's losing about 3,000 gallons of water a day, that certainly causes reason for concern. And our pool, our community pool, has been around since 1975, so it's almost 40 years old.
And it's hopping.
We have over 17,000 visitors a summer to the pool. It's also where we host Red Cross swim lessons. The Miss Swim team has events there as well. So it's a vital component to the community. And it will have a big price tag to get it fixed. And the issue here is it's in the return system, which is underneath the concrete. So when we get, and there's multiple leaks, once we go to tearing the concrete deck up, you have basically compromised the integrity of the whole pool system, and it would be a community decision, not a decision by our park board, or not a decision by the park director for sure, if they wanted to say, well, let's fix the pool, which has a price tag probably of about $400,000 to fix it when we got said and done, or they may even take a long-term vision and say, let's put in a new aquatic center. If we fixed everything else, we'd still have a 40-year-old pool, piece of concrete in the ground. I look at that and go, that may or may not be the smart way to go. But ultimately, the community's decision.
And the community treasures this park. I mean, and it brings in a lot of business in terms of visiting ball teams. Again, the ball fields are all hopping all summer long as well.
We ran a tally for last year, and we estimated, and I think conservatively, that we had over 213,000 visits to our parks. That's a pretty big number. I think that's been a bit of an aha number for many folks in our community. Certainly was for the city council and anyone who I've shared that number with. So it is a happening place. And whether it's baseball tournaments, softball tournaments, our rec leagues for our kids who We've got 750 playing baseball and softball and over 600 playing soccer, whether it's soccer tournaments, whether it's disc golf tournaments. In our disc golf course, we've got an 18-hole disc golf course that brings in visitors every day.
It took me 4 or 5 years to know what that was all about.
Don't say frisbee golf. That's a no-no. Do not do that. It is disc golf. And those folks, whether they're novices, beginners, or experienced disc golfers, they take that sport seriously, and it's a great addition, a great asset for our community. We have the first disc golf course in West Kentucky.
Now, how does our parkland compare acreage-wise with other communities?
Well, the park that folks around here lift up most often is Mike Miller Park. Up in Draffinville, beautiful park, newer park. They've got 90 acres at Mike Miller Park. We have 164 acres. They are in the process, my understanding is, of acquiring another 80 acres or so adjacent to the park up in Draffinville. So that would bring it commensurate with what we have at Murray Callaway County Parks. And again, we've got Chestnut Park, which was the original city park. We have Central Park, or some still, as I jokingly said, refer to it as New Park, but it's Central Park. And then we have the Bee Creek Soccer Complex. Many folks do not realize the soccer complex down there. If they didn't have kids who have played soccer, you've got 17 soccer fields down there, and it is used extensively as well. We're in the process of, thanks to the city, of sidewalk grants, putting in 1.25 miles of walking trails down there that will be the first phase in a greenway eventually to go around the community. So we're looking forward to that. Those should be paved in the next couple of weeks, and then 1.25 miles of trails opened up down there.
So you have a list of significant capital expenditure projects facing the park. What's the bottom line here?
This is top of mind awareness here. We probably have $3 or $4 million right off the top that need attention.
What's your budget?
Our budget, we received about $290,000 in funding jointly between the city and the county. City a little bit more than the county, but pretty commensurate. They're pretty even. Between users' fees, we run the baseball program through our dollars and cents, through our cash registers, and we run the annual swimming lessons and the admission to the pool through that. So it takes our cash flow up. It'll be in the $500,000 range. But again, the pool is a zero balance. The baseball's a zero balance. We don't have soccer. We don't administrate soccer. But all the other things that happen are a lot of $0 out, but they run cash flow through. So the main thing is really to take a look and say, what do you have in terms of funding for your community? And that comes through our city and county. And we're very, very grateful for that. Without them, we would not be in existence.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, though, with Mike Miller Park, $800,000 budget and half the size park we have, roughly. 60%. So you can see the discrepancy there.
What aside, you know, I brought up the pool sort of selfishly. What are the other infrastructure top of the line problems?
Well, the aha moment for many of our friends in the community is the fact that all of the blacktop and road area in our parks are deemed private roads for public use. That means there are no tax dollars from the city or county transportation funds that are allocated to keep those roads up. We've got 3 miles of walking trail, and we have, you know, the roads that traverse through the park, whether it's Rickman Way or Gil Hobson Drive. The last time we looked at addressing those, it's about $400,000 just to do our blacktop. The last time the roads had any attention was in 2000 when Senator Bob Jackson was representing our area, and he got that into a line item on the state budget. As we all know, under today's state budget constraints, those kind of items don't exist in the budget anymore. So we're in desperate need of repair to our blacktop, both in our paths, in our walking area, in our parking lots. So that's another great big one. American Disabilities Act, accessibility. Our park, and this is top of mind because what we're talking about, applying for a grant that's going in today for an accessible playground, to move our parks to ADA accessibility would have an enormous price tag to it, but it's necessary. Our ball field lights are 40 years old. We don't have lights at soccer. To relight our park is going to be in the neighborhood of $1 million to put today's lights in there. They're much more eco-friendly. They use less. They use less energy, and you can get parts to them. Very difficult. I'm not going to tell you we've got candles up on the poles in the baseball field, but There are newer lights, let's just say that, and we made a major undertaking to fix those last year, and it was a significant journey, and we discovered a lot of infrastructure things electrically that need to be addressed. Those are things people don't see when they walk in. Plumbing issues, electrical issues, those things are definitely there and need to be addressed.
I liked what you said before we started on air. I'm sort of a fan of some shows that are about renovating old houses, and this is like buying a 40-year-old house and saying, uh-oh, you know, and having a budget, and somebody tears down some drywall, and there's a,
whoops,
you know, 40 years of rot, and something else has to be done. So,
well, our footprint for our parks are wonderful. The layout for our parks are absolutely magnificent, and a lot of other parks that have been open in recent years don't have the luxury of all the trees that we have at our mm-hmm. parks. So the basics are there. But just like a house that you would buy, over the course of time, you have to replace the roof. You have to update your plumbing. You have wiring issues. Your driveway needs to be replaced, on and on. That's kind of where we are right now.
So if in fact the people say, okay, we're going to do this thing, about how much money do you think that will generate?
It would be about $1 million a year for our budget. And I am my
and you've
wife
already spent that in what you're talking about today.
Easily.
In the
easily,
roads, in the pool.
Easily. And there is a laundry list of things. We can go back to our 10-year plan, the 10-year long-term, long-range plan that was developed a decade ago. We've addressed a few of the things in there, but there are a number of things that were addressed in there that are still very pertinent to our community today. And to accomplish those things, we're talking about a community center. We're talking about another park out in the county, which is desperately needed. We do have city-county parks. I will tell anyone who will listen that our city parks are used extensively by county residents, so you can't say it's a city park. It's about a 60-40 split of county residents and city residents, which is not unlike the demographics for our community. So it is a city-county park, but it would be nice to put another park out in the county. We probably should have, well, we should have a whole lot more park acreage based on national standards than what we have in our community. We fall woefully short on park acres per capita. I was reading a story today about how important parks, open space, green space is to the health of successful and thriving communities. We're certainly a thriving community. We're proud of so many things in our community. Our parks needs to be an important part, and they are, of that success and pride for our community. But we need a little attention.
Well, I'm glad you could come today and talk about the park's needs.
Appreciate the invite.
Thank you again for bringing the burnt-out receptacles and the trunk line
that has eroded. Buzz, we need the buzz and crackle noise in the background.
No, we don't. Tab Brockman, thank you very much.
Kate, thank you so much.